You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us on this very busy Monday.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All over the world, there are people that are denied something simple. They're denied this because governments are corrupt, because the majority religions in their area are dominant and oppressive, or because they're too remote and too poor. What are we talking about? Stick around. You'll find out. It's Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's one of my favorite things that we do each year, friends. We actually get very, very excited about putting something into someone's hand that not only changes their life, but sometimes changes up to 12 more people around them, changes their lives too. And the best thing of all is this thing that we're talking about, this mysterious thing, only costs $5 to create all of that change. $5. Your commitment, your time, your effort to make that one gift changes 12 people's lives. Now, what kind of return on investment is that if you were talking about Wall Street or other investments? I mean, come on now. This is the real deal here. We're talking about the Bible. We're talking about God's word getting into the hands of people that don't otherwise have it. And the Bible League is our partner. They come back every year. We are honored to have, over the last number of years, sent literally thousands of Bibles into the hands of people that need them. Michael Woolworth is back with us from Bible League. And, Michael, it's always a good time to see you and to catch up and to hear what Bible League is doing. But I was just doing the math. I think we've sent close to 10,000 Bibles when you and I have gotten together, the listeners of this radio station, of this show. I think we've sent close to 10,000 Bibles over the last 5 years. And that means that maybe up to 12 times that number of people have come to faith in Christ because of it.
Well, there's Kevin, great to be with you today, by the way. There's usually a match involved, so double that number and then take that multiplier. You're talking about what we've identified as a ministry over 82 years of service around the world. Is when somebody finally gets a Bible, something they may have prayed for many years, right? In places, just like you said, they've been denied God's word. They're on fire for Christ. They know he's not to be kept to oneself. He's to be shared. And so we notice that when somebody gets a Bible, on average, about 12 people are impacted for the cause of Christ. Hey, we'll share stories today of people that have impacted 50, 100, 500 people. So you'll see that sort of come to life in the stories that we share today. But yeah, my only regret today is coming without the actual math of how many Bibles have been sent over the years that we've worked together. But you've done it before. We're coming back and asking, would you do it for the under-resourced church around the world to the tune of $5 a Bible?
$5 a Bible to create that level of change in people's lives, and the return on that is eternal. For every person that comes to know Jesus Christ, their eternity is changed. Friends, this is a really amazing thing. So if you've never been around, we've talked with Bible League, stick around, because we're going to have some great conversations and tell some great stories. Michael, there's a lot of people that don't understand why these Bibles are so important and kind of what the big picture is of kind of the Bible. What's the state of the Bible across the globe today, if we were to try to describe it for people?
Well, this is our 82nd year of ministry. We basically engage in what's called Project Philip, Kevin. What is that? Christianity 101, the Gospel of John paired together. We work with under-resourced churches all around the globe, currently in about 40 to 50% of the world's countries. And these Christians are countering all the isms that exist in their parts of the world. You know, I was in the Middle East not too long ago. What is it over there? Well, it's radical Islam in many parts of those countries where I was at. And so people often bring a caricature of the Christian faith into their new walk with Christ, and they lack a Bible. In fact, in many of the countries where we work, Kevin, we can estimate that as few as one Christian in 10 has a Bible. What's that mean? It means that 90% of evangelical Christians where we serve around the world cannot access what is so elementary to the Christian faith, and that is a Bible. But we're doing something about it through this campaign, God's Word to the World. And so, Kevin, I've been through this Project Philip Bible study. I, like my colleagues, like you, many others that know about this, we feel like Christians are in a great place to begin their spiritual walk with Christ when they've come through this. They learn how is Jesus both God and man. What's it mean to die to self? When Jesus says, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve. And so many, many other questions that they go through, they answer in about a 12-week period. We have friends that take care of that cost. We're coming to you today, wonderful listeners, and asking you, will you take care of the Bible? This is something that we promise these new believers, and we'll be circling back to them in the weeks and months to come. We want to be able to say, look, the Bible's you're praying for more than anything, even to, you know, an end to the persecution, the end to the poverty that you face. Those Bibles are coming. They're coming.
800-YES-WORD is how those Bibles are facilitated. 1-800-937-9673 if you prefer the actual numbers. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. And when you call that number, you can tell them exactly how many Bibles you'd like to help to facilitate. They are $5 each. And when you do that, just know, as I told you at the beginning, up to 12 people use that copy of God's Word and come to faith and knowing Christ because of it. And, Michael, a lot of the stories that you're going to tell us over the next few days will have a similar theme to them. One person will come to faith in Christ, and immediately he becomes kind of the guy or the girl that starts facilitating other people coming to faith in Christ. And before you know it, there's a small gathering or a church of some degree that's all been built around this person's conversion, but they don't necessarily have resources or seminaries or Bible study books to go through. And as they walk through the Philip Project, but then as they are able to have a copy of God's Word, now they can begin to actually do that teaching. Well, what does that do? Well, it creates more converts, more people find the truth of Christ and come to faith. And then as a result, I mean, I know of one story where one guy comes to faith and now he needs 300 Bibles to give to the people that he's led to Jesus. This is an amazing thing, friend. And no one else is there to do this. This is a inside the body kind of thing. You're not going to convince atheists or Muslims or other people that are outside the body of Christ to do this. This is something that you and I understand because of our faith in God, because of our relationship to Jesus, because of our desire to follow him, because of what the Bible's done in our lives. This is only something that we can do. No one else will be motivated to do this. So please go to the phone and make that call. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. Michael, I even remember hearing stories of how one pastor or kind of older saint got a copy of God's Word and then literally divided that copy of God's Word up into the different books, and then different families would rotate. You know, you have Psalms, and then now you've got Romans, and that was the only way that one group of believers could use God's Word and all of them reap benefit from it. We don't want that to have to be the case. We want to be able to get Bibles into the hands of every believer that is seeking for one.
Had a great call with one of your listeners, Mary of New Jersey. I picked up the phone, had a minute, wanted to just call and say thanks. I always ask them, Kevin, why'd you give? Because I know it's a tough time to give, right? COVID-19, lockdowns, economy is sort of questionable right now. And Mary said, as I've been listening, Michael, she said, it occurred to me that it ought to be intolerable in our hearts and our minds if there are Christians around the world who are denied something that's so elementary. I get to open my Bible every day, she said, but to think that there are Christians that can't do that, a choice not made by themselves, but by the environment that they're in. She said, that's why I gave. Thanked her for a gift. That's who your listeners are, Kevin. And that's why we're inching closer to this goal of 2,400 Bibles.
2,402 is technically what we want to get. Don't forget the last two. Friends, you can be a part of that. If you give a $50 gift right now, that is a gift of 10 Bibles. But guess what? We've got some very, very important news for the remainder of this hour. If you give a gift in this hour, right here, right now, your gift is going to be doubled. So if you give a gift of $50, 10 Bibles, that's going to turn into 20 Bibles. If you give a gift of $500, 100 Bibles, that's going to turn into 200 Bibles. We need you to go to the phone, be as generous as you can. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, or online at WMCA.com. Matching gift is underway. Be as generous as you can. Let's go give some Bibles to people that need them. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The mission.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably 3 times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. President Trump's record on foreign policy over the course of his first term in office boasts some significant accomplishments and noteworthy gains. But there's unfinished business to do. And nowhere is that business more critical than in efforts to redefine America's relationship with the People's Republic of China, tackling the single biggest geopolitical challenge America faces today. In a potential second term, Trump should establish a single overriding goal for his foreign policy: how America can win the strategic competition we are engaged in with the People's Republic of China. More broadly, we need to work with our friends and allies to ensure a free and open Indo-Pacific, the region where the most is at stake for us in the coming decades. But it all starts with the right approach to China. President Trump has the right team assembled to do this. The American people can give him that opportunity. I'm Lan He Chen.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, for those considering careers in politics and policy.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hey, here's a common question. What are you going to do with your life? What's next? For high school students, graduates, and working adults ready to learn new skills to start a new career or enhance their career, there's Salem Career Hub. Online at salemcareerhub.com. Prepare for the next step in your education. Get connected with top-ranked online schools and leading skills-based short-term training programs like full-stack software development from the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, to online XR programs, teaching hands-on vocational courses for HVAC, welding, plumbing, facilities management, electricians, solar, and more, all at a special reduced Salem Career Hub price. Better your life through education. Our team of education professionals are available to help you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. Just call 866-711-6275, 866-711-6275, or visit 24/7 SalemCareerHub.com.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
This is not time for a spiritual awakening.
I need to be the man that God made me to be.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, the new movie, One Nation Under God.
We can do anything with faith. We can accomplish anything with faith.
Winner of 35 Film Festivals starring Kevin Sorbo and Antonio Sabato Jr. One Nation Under God. Go to SalemNow.com to purchase and use promo code MOVIE for 20% off.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every now and then we have our ministry partners that come and say, hey, did you know that there's even another way that you can be involved in helping reach the world around you for the cause of Jesus? And none do that more precisely and more biblically, literally, than the Bible League. It's in their name. It's what they do. The Bible is their mission. It is to get the Bible into the hands of people who need it. It is to get the Bible into the hands of those who can't get one otherwise. And they've been doing it for 82 years, and we have been so honored to be part, just a small part of what they do. Michael Woolworth is back with us. And Michael, when you laid the math on me the other day and said that over the last 26 or 7 years that WMCA has been in existence, that over that period of time, we've been able to put hundreds of thousands of Bibles into people's hands. That took my breath away for a second, because, you know, a lot of times we have this kind of tendency to live myopically, right? So whatever I'm doing in my life is kind of what I think about and kind of what I think the world assumes they're thinking about as well. But when you add up the ability of listeners over time to just send Bible after Bible, year after year, to know that that's reached 100,000 people or more, and maybe reached 12 times that in terms of the gospel itself, it really took my breath away. It was a very encouraging thought and a great motivation for why we should press forward this year to make sure we get all 2,400 of these Bibles sent out.
Well, I can tell you, we cherish your listeners. Why? Well, they don't merely listen and say, okay, that's interesting. That's a difficult part of the world to live on your faith. They take it a step further and put that empathy into action, and they do it in Christian love. Why? Because it's in their DNA. And Kevin, I know you ask them to live out who they are in Christ every single day. They also do it in faith, believing what God says in Isaiah. He says, what? My word goes forth. It will not return void. It will accomplish my purpose. What is that? That all things would be brought under subjection to his son, Jesus Christ, and that his glory would be spread throughout the nations. In fact, we see that at Bible League. We've done so since 1938. And Kevin, you and I have worked together for, I think this is our fifth campaign. I know the relationship predates both of us. And again, yeah, isn't that amazing? More than 100,000 Christians that we at Bible League know by name. We know their villages. We know the region of the world where they are. And many of the stories that we share today are the result of you giving Bibles. And so what a joy for me to come representing the Bible League team all over the world, letting you know that your investments of prayers and finances are making a real difference. And that's certainly the case in the Middle East, a part of the world that I visited not too long ago. I'd love to share this story of Pastor Mahmoud. And I think we'll begin that with this audio cut. This is Mahmoud, and he is in the Middle East.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I'm a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ, and also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief, because they don't know the Word of God.
Well, and there's more to this story, Michael. But Mahmoud sounds like a lot of people. He started reading the Bible because he wanted to find the faults. He wanted to find where it wasn't right. And it what happened in return was the Bible impacted him.
Yeah, you know, Mahmoud's story, before I share there, by the way, I know the sound quality of that cut is not what it could be. The man that collected that for me said, this man, you could tell, had something to say. He took the mic from me. He gripped it. And with intensity on his face, he shared this want that his fellow man there in the Middle East, they're perishing. Why? They don't know the word of God. Mm. They've never understood what the gospel is. This man had something to say, and his story is this, Kevin. He's in the Middle East. I won't identify the country, but he's a former imam. He was raised a Muslim. In fact, everybody in his family said, as far as you can look, east, west, north, south, everybody follows Islam. Some of those are radicals. In fact, that was his story. He would prime people to be radicalized Muslims. And we're not here today to tear down Muslims. We're trying to at least show that radicalism can be detrimental to a lot of folks. And the story that he has is that he opened 15 mosques there in the Middle East. He did come to saving faith. As you heard in the audio clip, a Bible League volunteer invited him to a Bible study. He went not because he was really interested in Christianity, but he wanted to expose the faults. For example, how can God become, or how is God both God and man in the person of Jesus? He went, and that was his intent. But as he began to look at Project Philip from Bible League, the Gospel of John, Christianity 101, paired together, what did he find? He was a sinner, and there was no other name under heaven by which to be saved except that of Jesus. And so God had a different plan for this man. I can tell you, when he came to saving faith, Kevin, he lived with the grief for several years that he had, again, opened 15 mosques, and he endeavored to counter that by opening 15 churches, planting 15 churches after he became a pastor, received some theological training. I can tell you it's a tough story to tell because his wife did not convert to Christianity. In fact, she and the children have separated from this man. He has no idea where they are. He's paying a tremendous price for following Jesus. Does he pray for reconciliation, to be joined to his family, to see his wife and children come to saving faith? Absolutely. I know he broke down when he and I had a chance to sit down about his family situation. But Kevin, let me tell you, he has planted 15 of those 15 churches. He made good on that promise to point people to Jesus Christ. And he is a hunted man. He has received death threats. If I told you the country and the city where he was, they could probably easily track this man down because he had a very high standing within Islam there. But he has come to saving faith within those 15 churches. There's about 40 to 75 people, all of them former Muslims, men, women, children. Hmm. They've come to saving faith in Christ. Many still lack Bibles in Arabic, but that's why we're doing this kingdom business today.
The places where the Bible League is hard at work, Indonesia, China, Africa, Latin America, these are all places where they are desperately asking us to supply them Bibles right now. And for $5 per Bible, you can meet that need. 800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. If you give a gift of $200 right now, you're going to be able to supply 40 Bibles. What a tremendous gift that would be of those 2,402 Bibles that we're needing to send out. You could change 40 lives times 12 people. And right now, matching gift turns that into 80 Bibles with the double gift because of this hour. Call right now, 1-800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contain asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This may, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-308-6638. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-308-6638 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-308-6638 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-308-6638.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Kevin McCullough Radio talks about why it matters.
All right, that is one of the things we do every day. We talk to you about not only what the news is, but what it means and why it matters. And on days like this, I am particularly heavy on the why it matters part, because lives are changed. That's why we do this, because it changes lives. You get a Bible into someone's hands, and you see all kinds of parts of their life begin to change. And I think that our next story is going to illustrate that. Michael Woolworth is with us. From the Bible League. And Michael, as we were rounding out that last segment, I was just reminding people of all the places that Bible League works. And in years past, sometimes we focused our ask to say, hey, let's concentrate on just going into China or the Middle East or some of these other places. This year, God's word to the world is the theme. And part of the reason is because there are people literally all over the globe, because of corrupt governments, majority religions, you know, being in remote places, abject poverty. These are all reasons why the Bible doesn't get into their hands. For $5 per Bible, we can change that. Friends, your gift of $150 right now will supply 30 Bibles. Let's have a 30 for 30 challenge. Can 30 people call before the end of this hour in the next 30 minutes to supply 30 Bibles each? Guess what? If you do that because of the matching gift that's in effect for this hour, you're actually going to be supplying 60 Bibles each. But let's do 30 for 30 over the next 30 minutes. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, $150 gift supplying 30 Bibles right now. Go and make that call, 1-800-937-9673. But, Michael, I know that story of transformation and change is really at the heart of what Bible League is doing, and I know that India is a place of supreme importance.
Yeah, hey, let me thank Mark of Spring Valley, Denuta of New York City. They're calling, getting involved today as Bible senders. And Kevin, because of that Bible for Bible match, we'll double those gifts. And that's how we'll get to this goal of 2,400 Bibles. Yeah, think about India. What do you hear from there these days? It's severe persecution of Christians, lots of poverty, lots of injustice that's there. And I can tell you, your gift today matters in the lives of 85 people, all affected by a woman by the name of Lalitha. Who is Lalitha? Well, born in coastal India, in fact, not far from the village where the late Ravi Zacharias was born and raised. And this is her story. Raised a Hindu. In fact, if you can remember your Religions 101 course, Lalitha is a high goddess in the scheme of Hinduism. So this woman, Lalitha, raised a devout Hindu, was forced into an arranged marriage at a very young age. And very sadly, her husband died in an accident. This left her homeless. And because she was part of the lower caste system there in India, she was sold into a prostitution ring for no more than about $150, lived in utter hopelessness for many, many years there. In fact, I mean, that would be your story, right? If night after night, for lack of a better word, you're pimped into a prostitution ring, that would be your story. It all ended when a former prostitute, a woman, Kevin, who received a Bible in a previous Bible League campaign, came to saving faith in Christ, learned to share her faith. That's what we do around the world. We create Phillips, right, the evangelist in Acts 8 who leads the Ethiopian eunuch to faith in Christ in the spirit of that Philip. We create Phillips all over the world, and that's what this woman did, shared her faith, brought Lalitha the saving faith in Christ, who in turn learned to share her faith and led about 85 former Hindus to faith in Christ before she died, what? Tragically of HIV/AIDS, something that she was afflicted with during those years of human trafficking. Died at 20 years of age, but her prayer was that God would make something beautiful of her life there in coastal India. Indeed, he did, Kevin, at 85 people today. It's a fresh story. 85 people today now know Christ because God chose to use Lalitha. They're praying for Bibles. Why? So difficult to get God's word there. And that's the prayer today. Not for an end to the persecution, not for an end to all the hardship that these Christians face. Many of their families have shunned them now that they've left Hinduism. They're looked at as bringing disgrace on the family. But they're praying what? For the word of God so they can persevere, they can endure, and learn what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. And that's what your listeners are doing today to the tune of $5 a Bible.
Friends, for a gift of $150 right now, you could supply 30 Bibles. Imagine 30 Lalithas receiving a Bible and they all leading people to Christ by the similar numbers. You begin to see the return on that investment is incredible. But for only $5, one Bible can be sent, and who knows where that one Bible will end up in terms of whose hand it will end up in. We have more stories to share with you that are similar to this, by the way. Person after person coming to faith and needing dozens of Bibles only a few years later because their faith caused other people to ask questions. And in order to be ready to give an answer, a Bible is necessary. Here's what the Bible says about Jesus and why he matters and why we should follow him. 1-800-YES-WORD is the number, 1-800-937-9673, 1-800-937-9673, and if you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. But if you give during this hour, your amount of Bibles will be matched Bible for Bible. A gift of $150 right now, supplying 30. Would you go and make that call? 800-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Dr. Joel Brind, you've heard me talking about him. He's a research biochemist. He invented the Sweetamine product that I use in my coffee every morning now. It basically turns chronic inflammation and other pain in your body into things you don't have to worry about anymore. And since most chronic diseases are related to chronic inflammation, and since many times that mysterious pain you have in your body from all kinds of sources comes from chronic inflammation, this is one of the best things you can do to get pain-free in your life. So get your immune system healthy with Sweetamine, available risk-free at Sweetamine.com. That's Sweetamine.com, or call them at 845-231-4840. That's 845-231-4840. And use promo code KMC when you call. You're going to get the 12-pack starter pack risk-free. That's 845-231-4840. Call now, 845-231-4840.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every year I'm honored to have the privilege of telling you about a fantastic work that is going on and is actually reaching people in places all over the globe that you may not even think about or have ever heard of. But in those places, there is one overriding big need that every person that lives there has. It's not food. It's not free government. It's not more freedom in their society or their culture at large. In fact, in some of these places, these people live under tremendous persecution, both from the government and from other religions that are in their areas. So what do these people want? What is it that could be more valuable than clean drinking water or healthy, nutritious food? What would they be willing to risk their life to try to obtain, even if they knew that they could lose their life in the end for obtaining it? Friends, I'm talking about the Bible. And every year, the Bible League and you and I partner together to take copies of God's Word to people that do not have it. 1-800-YES-WORD.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, I say it all.
Kevin McCullough Radio talks about why it matters.
We do. It's just one of the things we do at Kevin McCullough Radio. But why all of this matters, what we've been talking about the last couple of days, is strictly related to God's work, how he is impacting people and changing their lives and changing not just the outcome of their lives and going to heaven instead of hell, and that sort of thing, but changing the lives they're living now, watching them turn from darkness and walk in light. to learn about what inner peace is and true contentment in who Jesus is, as opposed to the things that pull at them or maybe sometimes manipulate them. 1-800-YES-WORD is the number, 1-800-YES-WORD. And Michael Woolworth from the Bible League, when I think of a place where the gospel is often thought to have a hard time finding reception, it is in a place where it is usually oppressed. And the Middle East is famous for this. You've got systematic Islamic faith, sometimes ritualized in government, sometimes outlawed. They don't allow other faiths to even proselytize or even be practiced. And as a result, it sometimes surprises us when Muslims and those in that region come to faith. But it also always seems to bear great fruit. And I know you've got a couple of stories for us about that region of the world today.
Yeah, the big mistake I made in the Middle East, Kevin, was I drank a strong Turkish coffee from sunrise to sunset. Somebody said, that's redundant.
Right, exactly.
And I say that because the Christians we met there, the end users of Bible League's studies and Bibles, Kevin, they didn't have much materially. They, because they named the name of Christ, they really are singled out, targeted, monitored, really discriminated against. Many have left Islam. Their families remain Muslim. Some radicalized. And they turn their backs on these family members and even wreak havoc in their lives, as you'll hear in just a moment. But they had the gift of hospitality, and we drank that strong Turkish coffee. You know, my body was off by about, 8 or 9 hours because of the time difference. But I'm glad I drank that because, again, we met with so many people, and it was so encouraging to see and hear their situations. You know, I thought, okay, if 9 of 10 people in that part of the world follow Islam, Christianity doesn't stand a chance, does it? But we found Christians who are very intentional in their faith, not belligerent, but intentional. And that story point is exemplified in the story about Aria. Let me share this audio cut from Pastor Ahmed. He is in the Middle East.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Yeah, how often do we just offer a blanket prayer? You know, God bless those Christians over there. But Kevin, that's why this time is so valuable. You are hearing with greater specificity today the need of Christians around the world. And let me tell you about one of the ladies we met, 19 years of age, Aria. She would describe herself as a faithful and devout Muslim, read her Quran, said her prayers 5 times a day. And Kevin, as we went around the Middle East, we would see people as they hear the Islamic call to prayer to drop, face Mecca and do their prayers. You could tell they were very devout. That describes 19-year-old Aria. Her father, a mullah, what's that mean? He interprets Islamic law, has a very high standing in his community there outside of Cairo, Egypt. I won't identify the village. But this young girl, 19 years of age, worked on a pomegranate farm there and received an invitation from a Christian friend, somebody she kept a relationship with, to come to a Project Philip Bible study from Bible League. What is that? Christianity 101, the Gospel of John, paired together. This was in the Arabic language. And over about 8 weeks, a group of about 15, actually Muslims, came and went through that study. And for Aria, about 8 weeks into that, she came to see Jesus as the great lover of her soul. She became a believer, took that little Bible study booklet home since she still lived with her mother and father, hid it. Her mother found it, was livid, gave it to the father, who, Kevin, on the spot, beat her nearly unconscious. It didn't stop there. Because he had inroads with the authorities there, he called and reported her as an infidel. They came, took her away to a remote cell where they would beat her, violate her. They actually tortured her to the point of pulling fingernails from the hands, did the same thing to the Christian friend as they rounded her up, left them there for about 2 weeks with virtually no food, water, and outside communication. They did let them go, told them to never speak of Jesus. And I like to say that these two women did not grow bitter. What did they grow? They grew bold. In fact, they have put together Bible studies there with the pastors, the elders, others in the church that they're a part of there in the Middle East. And already about 200 people have come to faith in Christ, all former Muslims, praying for what? Not an end to the persecution, as severe as that is. That would be my prayer, right? But their prayer is what? To be able to persevere, to endure, to be able to open the Bible on a daily basis and be reminded that God knows them intimately and will be with them every step of the way. And Kevin, I had a Zoom call with them not too long ago, And when I asked them, how can we pray for you? Greater love for God, they said, greater love for his word, not to see those around us as the enemy, but to see them as the mission field. And of course, they prayed, Michael, we need to have Bibles. We got to have these in the Arabic language. And Kevin, can we do that today? 200 Bibles needed. The gospel's going forth in one of the most difficult regions of the world, the Middle East. And the prayer today is for the word of God.
Friends, you can make a huge difference in this area by giving Bibles to this very cause right now. The Middle East, one of the places where these Bibles that we are asking you to contribute today will be going. Who knows? Aria's very own people, the 200 Bibles that she needs, be some that we could supply right now. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. Of course, if you were willing to give a $1,000 gift, you could supply all 200 Bibles in one fell swoop. If the Lord so moved you and you felt so convicted, you could take care of all of the Bibles that they need for that ministry right there, and it would be delivered to them quite soon. And you'd be able to know that you played a role in seeing those disciples begin to take that next step of being able to disciple others, who can then take the next step to disciple others, and so on and so on. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That number is 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. And when we come back, a story from Tanzania about one other person, this time a young person, who found himself, as many of these stories do, in need of a Bible, and how it changed his life. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, or online at WMCA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THEMISSION.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women: talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, this is Albert Moeller with a brief word on the upcoming election. So much is at stake. Register. Make your plans to vote today and then vote.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
1-800-YES-WORD. Thank you to those of you who have been dialing that number, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. We are so grateful for every gift that has been coming in. And friends, your ability to maximize this magic challenge this hour is really important. You know, we can't match what doesn't happen. If you give no gifts, then there's nothing that can be matched. But for every gift that is given, that will be matched this hour. And we've got just a few minutes left. So please make that call, 1-800-YES-WORD. Michael Woolworth is still with us from Bible League. And Michael, we've talked about Africa. We've gone to India. We've talked about the Middle East. Asia is a place where the Bibles are still needed. And I know that even in places like Cambodia, which we don't hear a lot about in the news anymore, that it can still be very hostile towards Christians there.
Yeah, let me tell you about Alino. He's an evangelical pastor, about 50 years of age. Very sadly lost both parents in the 70s to the Pol Pot regime. You remember History 101, dark chapter in history in that part of the world. Couldn't forgive them. You know, basically lived with unforgiveness. Prayed to God, would you do a miracle in my heart? I need to be able to forgive these people. And as a pastor, he desired to see growth in his local evangelical church that had existed among many communist and Buddhist. And so he prayed that prayer. And I can tell you, Kevin, the church grew from 50 to 100, 250, 500 today. And when the dust settled, one of the new members he found was a man by the name of Dai Khu. Who was Dai Khu? He was a very high official in the court of Pol Pot, okay? And what happened was there was a UN war crimes tribunal 10, 15 years ago that basically brought a lot of these people together. Many went to jail. This man was released because it was determined he did not kill anybody, nor did he order their killing. But this was the man who was part of the Pol Pot regime, stood face to face with Alino, a new creation in Christ at 79 years of age.
Wow.
He sought the forgiveness of this man, Alino. I can tell you, Alino gave that so freely. They hugged. This is a testament to what God is doing, but it's in a part of the world, Kevin, where, again, the communist government there, the influence of Buddhism prevents the Bible from getting into their hands and in their hearts. Again, we're trying to bring about growth in the church where it is not welcomed in that part of the world. But, Kevin, I'd love to let them know those 200, 300, 400 Bibles that you're praying for right now, count on them. They're coming.
All right. Another conversion that now needs hundreds of Bibles. Friends, you can see how fruitful giving the Bible is to those who are in need. 800-937-9673, 1-800-YES-WORD. Only a few minutes left of our matching challenge this hour, 1-800-YES-WORD. Call now, WMCA.com if you'd like to give online. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here. 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673.